News, I'm Liz Pelka. China offering a gesture of goodwill despite the ongoing trade dispute with the United States. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman said China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is planning to vote Thursday on a resolution to determine an impeachment probe of President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports the resolution the committee will consider would set parameters for the panel's impeachment hearings.
The resolution would allow the committee to designate certain hearings as impeachment hearings, empower staff to question witnesses, allow some evidence to remain private, and permit the president's counsel to officially respond to testimony.
That was the AP's Mike Hempen. Articles of impeachment would have to be voted on by the full House, and it is doubtful the Republican Senate would vote to remove the president from office. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are debating Thursday night. It's the third in a string of Democratic presidential debates ahead of next year's party election contests to pick a nominee to face President Trump, the Republican incumbent. The three-hour debate is the first since late July. Iran says it has sold oil on a tanker near Syria's coast to a private company. This would be in defiance of U.S. efforts to stop such a sale, fueling debate among observers about whether the ship has offloaded any crude oil. U.S. ally Britain had seized the tanker on July 4th on suspicion of planning to deliver Iranian oil to Syria. This is VOA News. President Trump again dangled the possibility of easing U.S. sanctions on Iran if it can bring